Okay, today we're talking about Shemitah's Kesafim. It's a little different than our usual, but
no
in the desert, we're saying, well, no screen, no slides. Yeah.
I can set this projector if you want.
It's not worth it. Okay, so the Torah talks about the agricultural laws of Shemitah, which is what we've talked about until now. The whole first six sections were about that, the agricultural halachas. Those were Parshas Behar, mainly Parshas Behar. And the Torah calls those halachas, calls that Shvius and Shabbos and Shnas Shabbosim. Okay, Torah doesn't use the word Shemitah to describe the agricultural halachas that we're used to. Those halachas, the Torah uses the word Shemitah when it describes Shemitah's Kesafim, that at the end of the seventh year loans are canceled. We'll talk about that, what that means in a second. But the term Shemitah is not used to describe the agricultural laws. It's used sort of in passing in Sefer Shemois when the Torah says, Vashvias Tishmetena Unatashta, so the word Tishmetena is from the word Shemitah, and that means Avoidus Karka. It means, Avoidus Karka. But the word, the title that we call it, or we call the year of Shemitah, is really not the way the Torah calls it. The Torah calls it Shvias. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, tell me what you think.
Well, Lashon HaTosef is not Shemitah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
the you could say it refers because the next parasha, that parasha that comes with itself, is referring to that year that you know about already from Pasuk. Okay.
The Torah says Karvash Nasa Zeresh Nasa Shmita Bashmita Ksafim.
And the parasha.
What?
The parasha I'm going to tell you.
When it's describing the halacha that says that you don't pay back loans, it says karvash nasa shevash nasa shmita.
Yeah,
no,
that whole part is the way.
No, it's for shmita.
I'm telling you, that's not a shevah that I spoke to you about the har, which is not a shmita of karka.
No, it's not what it's talking about. No. So the it just
by
Hakel also. Yes, correct. That's by Hakel also. So that I thought why it's by Hakel is because the time when you do the mitzvah of Hakel is right after Shemitah's Kesafim.
That's
it's 2 weeks later.
I'm
going to talk about that. Okay, but yes, we'll get that. But that's how it is. Okay, so it's you're not even writing yet. I'm going to get. I'll tell you in a second. Just hold a second. You know. So the it just made me wonder. This is not a very deep question, but it made me wonder. The Mishnayos are called Masechta Shvius, okay, which is what the Torah calls it, because most of Masechta Shvius is about what you left the Avodas Karka. Okay, it made me wonder why did the Rambam call it Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel and not Hilchos Shvius V'Yovel? Okay, when if the Mishnayos are called Masechta Shvius, because that's what most halachos about the Shvius part of it, not about the Shemitah part of it. So why does the Rambam call Hilchos Shvius V'Yovel? So I don't really know the answer, and I tried to find the answer in Moshe Sefer, and Bava to Rambam. I thought I'd find the answer in there. But I think I don't have the right chelik. There's going to be four chelikim eventually. We only printed the first one so far. I think in a later chelik that's coming to explain all the titles and the headings and all those things is in a later chelik, which I haven't gotten yet. Hasn't come out yet. But anyhow, I thought maybe an answer like this. You like it or don't like what I say. Which is like this. The we saw way back when, that there's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether when you count Yovel, does the 50th year, the Yovel year, count towards the next cycle of Shemitah? And what's the din? The din is that it does not count. So year 49 is Yovel, is Shemitah. Year 50 is Yovel. And year 51 is not the second year of Shemitah. Year 51 is year number one. Okay, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. We pass it that it's year number one. So, When you talk about the mitzvah, the Torah calls it, what is it? It's the seventh year. It's Shavuos, it's the seventh year. Because when you're talking about just from the perspective of Shemitah, after you have 6 years of working land, then you have a seventh year when you don't. But if you're going to call the title of this thing the halachas of something and Yovel, if you call it Shavuos V'Yovel, you'd be giving the false impression that it's every seventh year. And it's really not every seventh year. So we have to use a different name. If you call it Shavuos V'Yovel, then you think it's every seventh year and every 50th year, but it's really not. It's really not every 7 years. It's really 14 years every 100 years. So that's why you use the name Shemitah instead of your Shavuos.
That's
what
you're
saying.
What is it? It's that because the halachas of Shemitah's suffering are more shy throughout the year than even in those.
So he's being nice to the us
people. No, so the reason why we call that is because we call what's
Shaykh to us. More Shaykh to us. I mean, the Rambam is not writing from just for us. I mean, he's writing
for...
No,
he wasn't living there to
okay.
It's very sad if you use Loshon Torah and Loshon Chazal. Loshon Torah and Forsh Eschalo.
Right, but they're both Loshon Torah. They're both Loshon Torah and Chazal. The Torah calls it Shviz, and the Shviz is called Masechta Shviz. So they're both Loshon... It both. It qualifies for both sides.
You're asking the Rambam, you call it Shemitah.
Yeah.
The Chazal call it Masechta Shemitah.
It's not called Masechta Shvi'ita, it's called Masechta Shvi'is.
No,
it's not just to be nice to the Chassidim, you know, you have Shvi'is and Shvi'is, you know. okay, so as David mentioned, the din is that the Shemitah Kesafim happens at the end of the year. Shemitah Kesafim happens completely at the end of the year. So come Rosh Hashanah, By Rosh Hashanah in a couple of months from now, that's when the Shemitah Kesafim will happen. There is a sheet of the Rosh, which is, we don't pass tonight, and the Rosh says Shemitah Kesafim has three parts to it. Okay, and he says is the three parts are you write the Prosbul. We'll talk about Prosbul soon, but Prosbul you write before the beginning of Shemitah. During Shemitah, the din is you're not allowed to collect your loans, and only after Shemitah do the loans get actually canceled, and your mechuyev will talk the Rosh. And only after Shemitah, the din is that the loan is actually cancelled, and you're mechuyev to say, we'll talk about in a second, there's a thing you have to say, that you're not collecting loans. So the Rosh holds this in three parts. The principle is at the beginning, the collecting is in the middle,
why
and...
the loan during Shemitah?
That's what they talk about. Not for us, because it's not the din. That's what they talk about. They talk about that, what the Shemitah of the Rosh. So, the Rosh holds this in three parts. It's not all about the beginning of Shemitah, it's not all the end, it's broken apart into three parts. Okay, but that's not the din. Okay. So, continuing on, the mitzvah of Shemitah Kesafim, that loans get canceled, is not a mitzvah tluy b'aretz. Not like Shemitah Karka that's tluy b'aretz. It's a mitzvah that's not tluy. It's not a mitzvah tluy b'aretz. So it's not in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzaretz also. But we, as we learned quite some time ago, the din is that you only have Shemitah Kesafim when you have the mitzvah Yovel. And since nowadays you don't have the mitzvah Yovel, so the mitzvah Shemitah Kesafim is only din drabanim. It's a drabbanon, but it applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz. There's no difference. There's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz. It's not a mitzvah tluy b'aretz. Now, what I just said to you, that it's not in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz, that's the din, and that's, everybody says that. But you should know that there's like an undercurrent, we shouldn't talk about, that what my say is, people just completely ignore the din. People living in Chutz Lartz completely ignore the din. Okay, they ignored it to the point that the Rosh is like this. The Chumash of Rosh is like this. He says there's a din, it's a gemara, that says, that if a person comes to Bezin and said, I had a prosbul, I wrote a prosbul, but I can't find it, that's good. He's allowed to say that. He wins. It's accepted that he said that. Hagam that he has no paper to prove it. Okay, he's allowed to say that. Why? Because it's so easy and everybody would do it, then you should write that. So the Chumash says like this. He says, by us, it's so uncommon for people to write a prosbul that, he says, every single time somebody walked into Bezin and said, oh, I had a prosbul and I lost it, he would cross-examine the guy, and every single time, at the end of the story, the guy was mugged that he was lying. He said, not once did it happen that the guy actually was telling the truth by the end of the story. So the Rosh says, so that din of the Gemara is not in the game anymore. He says, because so nobody writes it. He says, that Mamash is so rare that someone should write a principle. He says, forget it. No one does it anymore, that you can't even have that time. The Gemara says, you're allowed to have the time. No, you're not allowed to have it.
So, but obviously the lawyer was smart enough to claim
really. Well, at that point, by the time that the lawyer was standing next to him, say he had a problem, the guy was prompting him, like, what to say, I guess.
Yeah, the lawyer was smart enough.
Yeah.
So that's
how it is. But Lamai says, of course, the din is Yimukhoyev too. The Ramah wants to be Mlamet Zchus on the people who do. The Ramah brings to be Mlamet Zchus on people who didn't keep the din. There is a Shita Trum Sedeshin, that it's only in Chutz Aretz and the lands that are right near Eretz Yisrael, which is not the din, and other achronim who have other answers to try to be melamed zchus. But the nice of the din is that it does apply. It's become more popular, not like in times of Jews or Rush, that people write prosbuls now. People take it more seriously. Okay, the din of Shemitah Kesafim only applies to loans. It doesn't apply to other obligations that people have to one another. So, in other words, if the end of the month of Rosh Hashanah comes out, you know, after Rosh Hashanah, we're all going to get paid for that month. Okay, even seriously, we can't say, oh, we owe you the money. If we owe you money, we don't have to pay you, because now Shemitah ended. What did you say?
I wrote a prosbul.
If you wrote a prosbul, if you did. If you would write one, if you would write a principle, but let's say you didn't write a principle, then the CRC couldn't say to you, sorry, we're not paying you because you didn't write it, because something you owe somebody for other obligations that you have to people you employ to pay. If you buy something in the store and you didn't pay up for it, you employ to pay. What? It's only for loans or things that were turned into a hafa. You know what I mean? If the store would say to you, we're zafran of the milva, we change your buying on credit into a loan, then taka shmita would knock it off. Okay. When the Torah says that you have this mitzvah of shmita's ksafim, it says it has two different descriptions to the mitzvah. One is lo yigais esreihu, which is to say you're not allowed to demand payment. That's what the Torah says, the lender is not allowed to demand payment. And it also uses a different wording, an odd wording, says v'zed dvar hashmita. And the Gemara, the Mishnah say that v'zed dvar hashmita teaches us that there's a dibur that has to happen with shmita, and the dibur is that if the person offers you to pay back, you're not allowed to ask him. That's loyigas. You're not allowed to ask him for the money. If he offers you to pay back, you're mechuyev to say, I don't want the money, and turn it down for the person. You're mechuyev to speak it out that you don't want the money. If the person says he wants to pay you anyhow, which Chazal actually encouraged you to do, Chazal encouraged you to pay back even though the guy can't ask you for the money, and he's going to turn you down, Chazal encouraged you to pay the guy anyhow, so then you're allowed to take it. But the person's supposed to say, you're not supposed to say, I'm paying you back the loan. As long as he keeps saying, I'm paying you back the loan, you have to keep turning him down. If he says, I want to give you a present, then you can take the money. And in fact, Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out that if the guy says it from the beginning, here, I want to give you a present, I know I don't owe you the money, but I want to give you a present, then you're not mechuyev to say anything back. That v'zed dvar shmita is only if he says, I want to pay you back. If he says, I know I don't owe you the money, but I want to give you a present, then you can take it from the get-go. Okay, we're going to talk about principle in a second, but as you know, just for what I'm about to say, principle means a takana of a way to be able to collect loans even after this time passed. Okay, the chinuch says that the reason, we don't usually talk about these things, but the reason why there's such a mitzvah, shmita's ksafim, like, where did that come from, such a mitzvah? He says, it teaches us two halves of the same coin. It teaches us to be generous to people and be willing to give things of ours to somebody else. And because I'm going to give you money and you may never pay me back, because if shmita ends, you won't have to pay me back. And that comes from, the person gets to be able to do that from a bitachon. The Rosh Hashanah is taking care of him. The Rosh Hashanah says, give the guy the money, don't worry about that, he's not paying you back, that's what I want you to do. So it teaches a person to trust the Rosh Hashanah is going to take care of him. If you follow what he wants, he's going to take care of you. And the Mela, we understand, that leads us to principle. We understand that the reason why Hillel's and Sakin principle, the Gemara says that the word principle means that it's good for Malvim and Levim. It's good for both sides, because you can collect your money, and you can get loans also. But you missed the motion. But we talked about your safer. But the Gemara does not say that's not the reason why he made takana. The takana of principle was not made in order to help people collect their loans. The takana of principle was made in order so that people would want to lend money. What was happening was, since people couldn't collect, they were very firm, they wouldn't collect the money at the end of Shemitah, and the Mela, they did exactly what Tariq said, they stopped lending money because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to get it back. So that's an Issa Deraisa. Nowadays, Shemitah's only Drabbanan. The Shemitah's stuff is only Drabbanan. Lending people money is a mitzvah deraisa. So in order to make sure people would keep doing the mitzvah deraisa, Hillel's Musakim Prusbo, as we're going to talk about in the second what that was, he made that takana. So it's because the point of the mitzvah is not to lose money. The point of the mitzvah is to keep people lending even though you know you're not going to get it back. If people would stop lending, then they miss the whole point. Okay, they miss the whole point of the mitzvah, and immediately he made this takana that you should have a Prusbo.
Somebody
asks you
a $1 million loan, like 2 days before
Shemitah,
you say, I
can get
it back. I don't know.
You're asking for $1 million, I'm out of any
Yisrael,
because it's not
a plan. No, there's no plan to pay back. Of course,
That's a plan, right? That's okay, I don't know. Okay, so the Gemara says that the din of a principle only works, is only for nowadays when it's in mitzvah drop on it. And the din of, this din of making a principle is, this din of making a principle is connected to the din of Moshe Shterosh of Lebesin. Okay? Which means is, it's connected to the din of Moshe Shtaros over Bezin, that if you're Moshe, if you give your Shtaros over to Bezin, then Bezin, you can collect. Okay? So, exactly what the connection is, this is a machlokes, what's the connection between these two dinim? Okay? What I mean is, a machlokes is that, well, if Prisbul is Moshe Shtaros over Bezin, then who needed Hillel to tell us that you should do this din? If there's such a thing as Moshe Shtaros over Bezin, if you give your Shtar to Bezin, it says, well, you guys say, hey, but Bezin could collect for you. You can't collect, but Bezin collect for you. So if Bezin collect for you, so then who needed Hillel? What did he come over? What was his big kiddush? I mean, if it's Moshe Shtaros over Bezin. Okay, so there's three mahalchim that I saw in Rishonim to answer that question. It could be the Rambam, right? I didn't see that. But three mahalchim in Rishonim to explain what it was that Shmita did. What that Hillel did. So Rashi learns in a few places that Prisbul and Moshe Shtaros of Lebezin are identical. It's exactly the same thing. But the din of Moshe Shtaros of Lebezin, Hagam, that the Sifri says that it's a drasha from a pasuk, that La Yigas is Re'ehu, but Bezin could be No Yigas for you. It's Alas Machta. And it's completely a din de Rabbanan. It's Midaraisa, there's no way to collect your money. It's a din de Rabbanan that you can collect the money. And Hillel created that din. That Alas Machta is Hillel talking. He made up that Alas Machta. So it's not a question, what's the difference between them? There's no difference, they're exactly the same thing. Prisbul is the way we call when you do Moshe Shtaros of Lebezin, which is all a creation of Hillel. So since Shmita is on the Drabonim, so the Chachamim can remake their din.
It's a separate Mishnah, isn't it? In Shvi'is, isn't there two, a Mishnah that says, the first Mishnah says Moshe Shtaros of Lebezin, Mishnah from Mishnah Beis, and then later on it says
Could be.
But if it's time, that was a catch, if it's time wrong.
Okay, this is a fair question, Rashi. I don't know the answer to that. Okay, could be. So,
I've been learning the
sugyas. Is it Tyson? Okay. So Tyson says.
I've been learning the sugyas.
Okay, good. Tyson says that really it is the same thing. It's true. Prisbul and Moshe Shtaros of Lebezin is really the same thing. But what happened was that and if Bezin had to have someone shtaros, then Bezin would have collected their money. That's fine. That was the rights, they could do that. But Chazal didn't tell anybody that. It was such a loophole. Okay, it was a loophole. Obviously, it's undermining the din. The Baruch Hashem doesn't want you to find a way to collect it. The Baruch Hashem wants you to let the loans go. That's what he had in mind. Obviously, that's what he had in mind. So it happens to be a loophole if you give it to Bezin. But Chazal didn't tell anybody about that loophole. Didn't tell you that loophole. Came along Hillel and saw that first one was only the Rabbanan now, but also so that people in Mela weren't lending and missing the whole point. So Mela, he let out the cat out of the bag to let people know about that. And if you remember, we spoke about this when we spoke about the Hetem Mechira. We spoke about the Hetem Mechira. That it was one of Rav Kook's explanations when people said to him, if the Hetem Mechira works, how come no one thought of it for the past 2,000 years? People have been keeping Shemitah for 2,000 years. 3,000 years they've been keeping Shemitah. And it's really hard to keep Shemitah. Why didn't anybody do this before, he didn't make it up, but before people in the modern era came along, where was everybody until now? So he has a few answers to that question. And one of them was that Taka, it's just like Mechiras Chametz. He says the same thing like Mechiras Chametz. He said Mechiras Chametz is buried in a Tisefta someplace. Okay, then nobody used to do it until a few hundred years ago. It wasn't common. People did Mechiras Chametz. So it was a kind of a thing that the Chacham Taka was affected. The Chacham didn't want to reveal it because it would take away from the whole point of the mitzvah. At the right situations, when things were at the right point, that's when it became. So Mechiras Chametz became popular when people, Yidden, started owning a lot of whiskey companies and they needed to do it. And Shmita became popular. The Mechiras had the Mechira. It's time. Okay, so
people didn't keep food in a long time ago.
What do you mean?
They didn't have refrigeration. They didn't keep food in general. They spoiled.
So that wasn't such a big deal.
Get rid of the Chametz. Just eat it up.
You're saying you don't keep your food for more than 2-3 days anyhow.
Right.
Okay, that's a good point. Look, he doesn't say that, but that's a good point.
Oh, it's gummer, for sure. They could have preserves. Right.
So it actually didn't start when whiskey started, but a few hundred years later when Yidden started being in the whiskey business, right, that's when it started. Okay. Okay. The third answer the Ritva says is like this. He says, when Moshe Shtaros of Lebezin only works if you, first of all, your halva has a shtar to it. It can't be a milvah pe, it has to have a shtar. And you have to hand the shtar to the Bezdin. And you hand in the shtar to the Bezdin, you collect this loan. I can't get the money, you get the money from the guy. So if you mamish give your shtar to Bezdin and say, Bezdin, please collect for me, then that's the same. That works with the Raisa. What do you say?
It's just a Raisa.
You have to give him to Bezdin. But what happened was, that, and it's true, people can do that. But some people didn't have a milvah with a shtar. And some people didn't want to give their shtar to Bezdin. They didn't trust them, you know? So they didn't trust the Bezdin. So they didn't want to give their shtar and say, yeah, you collect it for me. Yeah. So we'll take care of it for you. Like, you know, well, so they didn't trust them. So Mamela Hillel's Chiddush is that you could do it even from Milvah Peh, and you could do it even without physically giving over the shtar. You just have to say to Bezdin, you're taking care of this for me, right? And I'm your agent, right? And then you go ahead and collect the money. And then you just do it for the Bezdin. So the Chiddush was that you could do it from Milvah Peh, and you didn't have to physically give over the shtar to the Bezdin. But if once you did what you had to do, you're using Moshe Shoresh of the Bezdin, but in a very watered-down way.
So let me ask, according to the Ritva, would be Lechatchilo the best thing is to hand it over to a Bezdin on a derisical level and let them say...
Yeah, when Shemitah itself will be the right, so you should do that. But it's not now, it's only the Rabbanan. So a person will say you should do that. You know, there's a Hashkafa question here, which is, what happens if I decide, what if I get up and say, you know what, I'm very firm. I don't have to worry about this. I want to not have a proposal. I want to have a proposal. I'm going to let my loan dissolve. So the question is whether that's... So the question is whether that's what Hill had in mind you should do. In other words, did Hill was just giving this to people who needed it like a crutch? Or Hill wanted everybody, because maybe if the mood is that everybody does it, people will keep lending money. If all of a sudden everybody starts saying, no, it's Nisha Inns, you know, we don't need to write a prisoner, we'll let the loan go, then you'll stop lending money to people because you'll be embarrassed. I'm not sure. Okay. Anyhow. Yes, there's some pages, sorry. Okay. One of the questions about making a prisoner is whether the person is mechuyev to stand in front of the Bezdin. Does he actually have to show up in front of the Bezdin and say to them, rabbis, I want to write a prosbul and I want to be able to collect my loans? Okay, so it starts from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that prosbul...
Right in my...
In your basement, in your pajamas, you know?
You don't need anyone for you, right?
Right then, I'm giving over my chavis to this Bezdin.
Well,
you know who...
No, right.
So it starts from Yerushalmi, and the Shaila revolves around the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you can write a prosbul a few nesunim b'roini, okay, even if they're in Rome, okay. But Yerushalmi doesn't tell you what they. Even if they are in Rome, what they, okay. So it's a machlokes question what the they is referring to. Okay, the Mordechai says it means that even if the dayanim are in Rome, a few nesunim, even if the dayanim, I mean you're here and the dayanim are in Rome, that's fine, no problem. You can. Write the prosbul, meaning, in other words, you don't have to show up. You don't have to be in front of them. They're in Rome, meaning they're far away. Okay, that's how the Ramban learns. That's how the Mordechai learns. The Ramban and the Rosh Tzivilia say it means, no. It means if, even if your shtaroisa are in Rome, even if your shtaros are in Rome, so you don't have them to be moist or shtaroisa of the Bezdin, you're not, of course, you're standing in front of the Bezdin, but you don't have your shtaros to give to them, that's okay. That's the takana is that you can do it even if you're not handing the shtaros to the Bezdin, that's good enough, as long as if the shtaros don't have to be, that's like the chiddush of Hill. Okay, both of these fit with what the Ritva we just said, both of them. Okay, obviously if the Bezdin is in Rome and you're here, you're obviously not giving them your shtaros either. You're obviously not handing them your shtaros if they're in Rome. You're not FedExing your shtaros to them, you know? So the din is, the Ramah says, like the Mordechai, that you're not mechuyev to sit in front of the Bezdin. Okay, you're not mechuyev to sit in front of the Bezdin. Hagam that there will be a big tekes here come before Rosh Hashanah. The Bezdin will have official hours that people can come and write the principles in front of them. But the din is, you're not mechuyev. What?
What's that?
It's going to be a whole big... Yeah, it's going to be a whole big tekes, and people are going to walk in, and there's going to be times for people to sign the but the din is, you're not mechuyev. Okay? Okay, two other parts that are related to the Bezdin. The first is connected to this, which is the Mechaber says you mechuyev to write your prosbul, you mechuyev to do your prosbul with a Bezdin Choshev. Okay, what does a Bezdin Choshev mean? It means it's people who know Hilchos Shmita, and they've been memuna by that place to be the Dayanim. Okay, so you can't just find three guys in the street and say to them, we want you to be my Bezdin. You have to have a Bezdin Choshev. What? Right, you have to do a Bezdin Choshev. That's a good example of it. The Ramah says the minig is to be mekel, and even to use anybody, any three guys is fine, in order to be Bezdin Choshev. So there's a little of a deal, I don't know if you could quote what you want to what the Mechaber says. We don't pass like that, but the Mechaber says like this. Actually, just in the sheet of the Mechaber, Rabbi Fadia says that Svardim, I guess who should be doing what the Mechaber says that it's better to use a Bezdin Choshev but not show up in front of it than the other way around. Now, I just told you that you're allowed to, you don't have to show up in front of the Bezin. So that means, let's say I live in Timbuktu, okay, and there's no Bezin Chashim over here. So I could either have a choice to find three Shmendriks in the street and do my prisma with them, or I could sign on and say, I'm signing on with the Bezin Chashim of the CRC. Okay, I'm using them. So I'm not in front of them. Okay, so which one should I use? So he says the preference is, the Mechaber says that you should use a Bezin Chashim, the Ramah's Bekel, but the Mechaber says you should use a Bezin Chashim. So he says you're better off using the Bezin Chashim that's not where you are, because you're not Mechuyev to stand in front of the Bezin, so you're better off doing what the Mechaber says to use a Bezin Chashim than to stand in front of three people and who are not a Bezin Chashim.
You have to notify them later on?
No.
No, you don't
have to stand in front of it. No, it is. There are those who are like it. Okay, now, there's a deal, which is like this. The Mishnah says, there's a Mishnah Moed Katan that says that list of a bunch of things that you're allowed to do on Chol Moed because it's Dabra Avod. Because if you don't do it today, you're going to lose your chance, and therefore you're allowed to do them. And one of those things that's listed there is that you're allowed to write a prisma. Now, Chol Hamoed comes always at least 6 months before you have to write your prisma. Right? The Chol Hamoed that precedes writing a prisma is on Pesach. Okay, so it's at least 6 months before you make. If it's Sukkot, you blew it. You're too late to write your prisma. So you have to write it on Pesach beforehand.
Less than 6 months.
Whatever. Be'erach, 6 months, okay? Yeah, if it's a Dibri, you know, so it's Be'erach 6 months before Rosh Hashanah. So what does that mean? What does that mean that it's a Dover oven? What are you going to lose your opportunity? It's not like the guy who owes you money happens to be passing through town. What's the problem? You have 6 months to write the prisma. What's your rush to write it today? Why are you Dover oven to write it on Chol Hamoed? So if you say that the din is that you're going to write in front of a Bezin Chashim, use a Bezin Chashim, well, maybe the Bezin Chashim is not going to be here. Maybe I pass through a town that could do it, or they're disbanding, or something's going on with the these people. But if I can use anybody, I have 6 months to get my act together. What's the big rush to get it done today? So that's a din to say that you're not going to use a Bezin Chashim. It's not the din. The din is that you don't need to use a Bezin Chashim, nor do you have to sit in front of them.
You have to be
in front of them. It could be there's something else that's going to go on that'll mess up your... Maybe the Bezin is closing down. Maybe the finance committee is meeting next week and it's going to disband the Bezin. You know, I don't know. No, I'm saying it's at least within reason that something could happen, that there's a reason why if I don't get these guys, I'm finished. Okay, you're right. If I have to stand in front of them, it makes even more so. But at least there's some possibility. But if I could use anybody, then what's the big deal? What could be the... Okay, I'm not sure if I'm right. And you have to know also, is that... Okay. Okay, the next shaila is the Urim V'Tumim and others are misupik whether the Dayanim for a prisbal are allowed to be related to the people involved. Okay, in a normal din Torah, of course, the person can't be related. But over here, there's nothing, they're not deciding anything. They're not making any decisions. They're just sitting there. I mean, they just sit there. They don't do anything. They don't participate. There's no din that's being happening. They just have to be a bezin to take your piece of paper. So, usually, Dayan is not allowed to be related.
The hope that they're the ones who are getting involved officially taking the hold?
Let's say they are, but what's the difference? You don't even need the borrower to be here. And not because it's a din Torah. I just stand in front of them and say, I read my sister or something. What am I? So it's a shayla. They're misunderstanding about it. One of the riots that he brings is that the din is that a prusbul that's muktam is kosher, which is to say, if let's say I write a prusbul today, I write a prusbul on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I write that the date of that prusbul was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Of the year beforehand. So that's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because a prosbul is only effective from the date that it says in it. So it's not good for loans that happen afterwards. So if I make the prosbul to be muktam, then I'm lessening my kayak. I used to be, really I can collect loans all the way till Rosh Hashanah. Now by making it muktam, I'm losing months worth of loans that I'm not going to get. So I'm so to speak, hurting myself. So a prosbul that's muktam is kosher. That's the deal. So Tumim says, wait a second, how can it be kosher? if you write it's Mukdim, maybe the day after, let's say you wrote for a Shlodish Iyar, or maybe on Lag Ba'omer, one of the Dayanim got married to your sister. Okay, so in other words, by writing it Mukdim, you're making it look kosher when it's really not. If the din is that the people are not allowed to be related, but maybe you'll write it Mukdim will make your will create a principle that's kosher, which is really not kosher. Because really, by the time you wrote it, by the time it came Erev Rosh Hashanah, you weren't allowed to write a principle with these people because one of them is married to your sister. So what do you do? If you're writing it Mukdim, you're cheating and you're misleading people. So he says, so Mamela, that's a possible raya that being related makes no difference. Of course you could argue that, we're talking about a din d'rabbanan, and this possibility that maybe the dying is getting married to my sister, I mean, maybe it's wishful thinking that dying is getting married to my sister, but I mean, like, you know, that, I mean, it's like, come on, I mean, like, it's on a din d'rabbanan to be cautious that the guy is being mocked at, and you can do it, you can really easy to write a principle, so that's a little maybe pushing it. Okay, that's a possible raya, and he has another raya also. Lamaisa is, demesupit, the that others are super about it, and Dying Wise says that you could be Mikkel. Okay? And it's okay if the people are related. Okay, one more thing and then a few little things, and that is, you can only write a principle if the person who borrowed the money has land, the person who borrowed the money, either the person who borrowed it has to have land, or the person who lent it has to have land, and give over, some of that land to the person who borrowed it. So, how do you give over the land to the guy who borrowed it? Okay, you realize that if I give you 10 cents worth of land, now the $100 that you owe me, you're going to have to pay me back. I can't write the principle unless you have land. So I give you the land with Zachal Adam Shalom.
What's the reason why you have to have land?
I don't know. So
it helps even on a mobile pet.
Right. So the thing is, so I could do it with Zachal Adam. So there's an obvious question. Okay, why is it Zachal Adam? Why am I doing this guy a favor? Zachal Adam means you can give someone something that's for their schus. It's not for his cost. I'm giving him 5 cents worth of land, and in exchange, I'm going to be able to collect $100 worth of a loan. So how can it be that you could do Zachum Adam? So the Sma says like this. He says, look, Shmidis Ksachim is only Darabonah. This that the loan will be kept is only Darabonah. So Chazal allow you to look at it in a very narrow sense. Mm-hmm. And in a very narrow sense, getting land is this cost. So if I say I'm going to give you the land, that's this cost. So you got the land, that's this cost. Hagam, in the big picture, is not really this cost. Now, what the Sma doesn't say, but seemingly it's important, is that if not for that din, if not for that ability to, so to speak, force the guy to take a piece of land, the whole din of principle would fall apart. Because principle is not to collect money. Principle is there to help encourage people to give loans. Okay, well, lots of the people who need loans don't own land. That's the kind of people who need to borrow money. So if the din is that anybody who doesn't have land is not allowed to, is not a, you can't ever use a principle on, you can't use a principle on the guy who doesn't.
That's why they need the loans.
If you can't make a principle for people who don't have land, then no one's going to lend those people money. So the ability to, so to speak, force the guy to take your piece of land is crucial to make principle work for the people who need it most. Okay, so this man doesn't say that, but Mahar, that's part of what's going on over here, is that this idea that we're letting you get away with this is to build the whole thing.
Why didn't they make it as Zachal Adam?
Because he wanted the loan?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you mean...
You say to have people borrow money.
He likes having principle, the concept of principle he likes. Okay, but...
This for me, one.
Right, for this one, he doesn't want this piece of money. I'd rather be.
You can't force a guy to talk another guy because I'm not mecabel any karka.
So the Achorim talk about that. Whether in this case, whether you could force a guy, but right. If the guy's not here, right. No. It's not, we're not talking about when the guy said that. Talking about is, I walk into Bezin, I say Bezin, I'm giving him this little piece of land, and it's his, and we just assume that it's Achorim. It's not Achorim. Where's this here? That's the overall question. I'm not sure whether the guy actually said he doesn't want it. Okay. So Yaakov's saying, maybe over here, if you look at the really, really big picture, not the picture of my loan, you look at the really, really big picture, then it is good for me, because overall, I like that he lent me money in the first place. Okay.
Because you never would have lent money
in the first place. So if I look at the really big picture, then that's what it's like. Okay, that's not what the sponsor says, but maybe. Okay. Now, this din that you have to have karka has an afkamina for certain people. Okay, the nafkamina that came up was Yaakov's nafkamina is for Bachram. Okay, a guy comes to me in Erev Rosh Hashanah and says, "Can I borrow a dollar to buy a soda?" Okay, so you can give him a dollar. Well, now time for him to pay up the loan. Has been like a principal. Okay, neither the malva or the loiva has karka. Okay, it's two guys. I mean, you know, his bed in the dorm doesn't count. You know what I mean? So what's he gonna do? So how are they gonna write a principle if neither of the people has money, has karka? How are they gonna write a principle? Okay, so the solution is I didn't see this Peskin, but Shulchan Aruch says that when it says you have to own karka, it's enough if you own even an otzer tenakov. Okay, so you have a pot of dirt. Okay, you don't have to own the land that the pot is sitting on. Okay, so you own a pot of otzer tenakov. So we're going to
sell flowers every
year. Yeah. The Kotel's going to be sending out before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, going to send it out as a fundraiser. Send out pots for people.
A Prozbo pot. You know, a Prozbo pot. You can even write it on it. You know, we'll make your own birthday.
A Prozbo pot.
You know what? That's fundraising for this year.
With the Nusach on the bottom.
We'll
look
for ideas for helping. And we'll have it stamped by our basement. You know what? <Yeah. laughs>
So that's it. They need to do.
Bring it up at our meeting.
Yeah.
Fundraising.
Not that I know of. So the...
Well, then it's another.
Okay,
let me... There's a role.
Well, I'm going
to...
Okay, I'm going to...
That.
Just remind you three things that I mentioned before. I raised that. So we're talking about principle now.
Okay,
one is... You could do a...
When you do a tarot, you know how they do that. Well, put that in the package. Well, that's how we do it. We do have a tarot division.
You could do a principle, just a reminder, we can do principles even for Milwaukee. A principle has to be written before the end of Shemitah. If you write it after Shemitah, it's hopeless, you blew it.
Yeah.
And a principle only works for Havoyas that happened before you wrote the principle. It doesn't work for Havoyas that you wrote it through.